From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley spoke with VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren on Wednesday in New York. Haley discussed several topics, including North and South Korea. She said just because the North and South are, quote, holding hands, doesn't mean the threat has gone away. She warns that the U.S. will never accept a nuclear North Korea.
We're not going to just talk and think that they've suddenly seen the seen their ways and seen the way out. They have to tell us they're going to stop with the testing. We have to see that the testing actually stops, and then we have to know that they're going to eliminate the program.
Haley added, if North Korea doesn't do the right thing, the U.S. has options on the table. Meanwhile, in a Reuters interview, U.S. President Donald Trump has accused Russia of helping North Korea evade international sanctions and said Pyongyang is making daily progress in its quest to develop ballistic missiles that can reach the United States. In Wednesday's Oval Office interview, Trump praised China for its efforts to restrict oil and coal supplies to North Korea, but said it could do much more to help constrain Pyongyang. At least 12 people were killed Wednesday in twin suicide bomb attacks in the northeastern Nigerian city of Maiduguri. VOA's Hausa Service reports the explosion struck in a market in the Borneo state capital. At least one of the attackers was female, according to the witnesses. About 48 were injured, and they were in hospitals. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, speaking at a press conference in Canada Wednesday, said the U.S. will maintain military role in Syria to ensure that ISIS does not reemerge there.
Almost about 48.
We cannot make the same mistakes that were made in 2011 when a premature departure from Iraq allowed al-Qaeda in Iraq to survive and eventually morph into ISIS. It was that vacuum that allowed ISIS and other terrorist organizations to wreak havoc on the country. And it gave ISIS a safe haven to plan attacks against Americans and our allies.
That was Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake addressed members of Congress Wednesday about the freedom of the press.
The free press is the despot's enemy, which makes the free press the guardian of democracy. When a figure in power reflexively calls any press that doesn't suit him fake news, it is that person who should be the figure of suspicion, not the press.
Flake called slurs of fake news dubious at best, but White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders hit back and said Flake is just trying to get attention, and she defended the administration's press access.
Certainly, I think our position here at the White House is that we welcome access to the media every day. I'm standing right here taking questions. The president does so regularly, and to act as if we're anything but open to that back and forth exchange is utterly ridiculous.
The United States said it is withholding, for now, $65 million in voluntary contributions to the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, or UNRWA. The U.S. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert called for reform of the agency, as well as other countries to share the financial burden.
It's money that's being frozen at this time. It's not being canceled. It's just being held for future consideration. One of the things that the United States would like to do is see some revisions made in how UNRWA operates.
The change in U.S. contributions followed a January 2nd tweet by President Donald Trump, who complained that the U.S. pays the Palestinian hundreds of millions of dollars a year and gets no appreciation or respect. The U.S. gave $355 million to the agency in 2016. This is VOA News from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Voice of America.